إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونسترشده ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام يقول ربنا جل وعلا في كتابه المبين حينما وصف المؤمنين والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer, and regulator of the universe and all within. We praise him and we ought to praise him and thank him for his infinite grace, blessings, and mercy. We believe in him and put our trust in him. We also must seek refuge with Allah from the evil inclinations of ourselves and from the evil of our actions. Know that whoever chooses guidance, there is none to misguide him or her. And whoever chooses misguidance, there is none to guide him or her. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this guidance and this truth will become established in the land over all other religions. Brothers and sisters, all of us wants to go to paradise. Each person wants to go to paradise. Every human being who believes in a God and a hereafter, whether they're Muslim or not, they hope to get to paradise. Of course, the real question is, how do we get there? And often people have tons of ideas as how to get there. But as Muslims, we know that in order to get to paradise, there are things that we must do, things that we must perform. And at the same time, there are also things we must avoid. Because the things that are prohibited, brothers and sisters, constitute barriers to our entrance into paradise. So the good deeds we do represent the ticket to paradise. But if you have barriers in your way, the ticket won't help you. So we need a ticket, plus we need to break down the barriers. And there are many barriers, of course. Today, I would just like to shed light on just one barrier that many people seem not to consider important. They don't consider that this is serious. And sadly, we have people in our midst who put up these barriers. This barrier I'm talking about, brothers and sisters, is owing debts or loans with no plan to repay them. Now, I know many people think it's a simple issue, but it is extremely, extremely serious. And today, I want to share with you some of the hadith from the Sahih in which the Prophet alayhi salam highlighted the serious nature of debts and loans. First of all, brothers and sisters, in a hadith, an authentic hadith, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet alayhi salam said, "Man mata wa huwa bari'un min al-kibri wal-ghululi wad-dayni dakhala al-jannah." Whoever dies while he is free from or innocent from arrogance, al-kibr, wal-ghulul, misuse of public property, wadain, and debts or loans, will enter paradise. Which means If a person is not free of pride and arrogance, if a person is not free from the misuse of public property or public funds, and if a person is not free from debts and loans, then that person, those things will be barriers for that person to enter paradise. So we're playing with our very paradise here, brothers and sisters. In other ahadith related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, the Prophet alayhi salam كان في يوم من الأيام مع بعض أصحابه. He was with a group of the Sahaba. فذكر لهم أن الجهاد في سبيل الله والإيمان بالله أفضل الأعمال. And he mentioned to them that jihad in the way of Allah and belief, true belief in Allah, are from the best of deeds. You can't get any better than this. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ فَقَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تُكَفَّرْ عَنِّي خَطَايَايَ. A man stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, do you see, if I am killed in the way of Allah, would all my sins be forgiven? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَعَمْ. Yes. إِن قُتِلْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Yes, if you are killed in the way of Allah. وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ مُحْتَسِبٌ. See, here the Prophet introduced some conditions. The man did not ask about the conditions. But the Prophet ﷺ made it clear that if anyone is killed in the way of Allah and they fulfill certain requirements, then yes, they will go to paradise or all their sins will be forgiven. So he told the man, if you are killed in the way of Allah and you are patient, while you are patient, وَأَنْتَ صَابِرٌ وَمُحْتَسِبٌ, you do this sincerely for the sake of Allah, مُقْبِلٌ غَيْرَ مُدْبِرٌ, you bravely engage the enemy, not running away from the battlefield. And then the Prophet ﷺ said to the man, what did you just say? So the man repeated his question. If I am killed in the way of Allah, would all my sins be forgiven? And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, yes, as long as you are patient and steadfast, and you do this sincerely for the sake and the pleasure of Allah, and you bravely engage the enemy, not running away from them, except loans. He says, all your sins will be forgiven, except illa dain. فَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ قَالَ لِي ذَلِكَ. For surely Jibreel just informed me of that. So in the first part of the hadith, when the Prophet ﷺ was asked, he did not make any exceptions. But immediately inspiration was sent to him. So Jibreel descended from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and informed him that all the sins are forgiven, illa dain. This is why he asked the man to repeat what he said or what he asked. And in his answer to the man, he added, except debts. Imagine that, brothers and sisters. A person who makes the ultimate sacrifice. There is nothing greater than putting your life on the line for anything, especially for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, the loans or the debts that the person owes, who is killed in the way of Allah, it's not forgiven. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, in commenting on this hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said that the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except debts or loans, this statement indicates the reality of the rights of human beings, and that jihad and martyrdom and all other good deeds will not expiate the rights of human beings. Rather, they expiate the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you borrow anything, brothers and sisters, when you take a loan, whether it's money or other items, you are taking the possession and the property of another person. This is why it's serious. Because unless and until that right of the person is returned, the forgiveness cannot happen. In another hadith, also in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا دَيْنٍ. All the sins of the martyr are forgiven except debts and loans. And in another hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ also said, الْقَتْلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا دَيْنٍ. Being killed in the way of Allah will expiate everything except debts and loans. So we should not treat this matter as something that is simple, not a big deal, brothers and sisters. Because as you can see, even the martyr, in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, the only person who asks Allah to send him back to this world so he can live again is the martyr. Because he wants to die again in the way of Allah. Nobody else wants to come back here once they die. And yet, even for that person who has made the ultimate sacrifice, given their life up willingly, gladly, sincerely for the sake of Allah, even for that individual, the loans will be held against that person. So no one, brothers and sisters, should rack up credit card debts thinking, I will declare bankruptcy and I don't have to pay it back. فَإِنَّ الْأَعْمَالَ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Because actions will be judged by intentions. Do not borrow and then you don't care about paying back. I was told by a brother some years ago, brothers and sisters, a brother who lent another brother some money, and they had a written agreement. And then the time came for the money to be paid back, and the borrower did not contact the lender. What's amazing is that the lender, the brother who lent the money, told me he sees this brother every day at the masjid. And yet the time came and passed, and the borrower did not have the courtesy to come and say, brother, look, I know we had this agreement, but I really can't pay you back now. Can you give me an extension of time? And the Prophet ﷺ has encouraged us to make things easy for people. He tells us in the hadith in the Sahih, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. And whoever makes things easy for his brother Muslim, يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will make things easy for him in this world as well as in the hereafter. After some time passed, brothers and sisters, the brother who lent the money told me, he went to the borrower and said, you know, brother, we had an agreement. And the borrower said to him, brother, you know what? You have done your part, just forget it. Allah will reward you. This is precisely the attitude that is wrong, brothers and sisters. It may be that a person cannot repay the loan. But you don't just assume that you don't have to pay back. You go to the lender. You ask for ease. And even if you can't repay it, ask the person, you know, look, I cannot repay you. Can you forgive this for me? It is time we treat this seriously, brothers and sisters. So don't rack up your credit card bills thinking you can just declare bankruptcy. Don't take OSAP. And then in the end you tell me, oh, I have to pay interest. I'm not doing this. Interest is haram. Well, years ago when you took the OSAP, you knew this. And you still took the OSAP loan. Well, you better repay it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O ye who believe, fulfill your pledges. And in Surah Al-Ma'arij, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers, He mentions a long list of qualities. And among the qualities He mentions, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who are attentive to their trusts and promises. They are attentive to it. They fulfill their promises. So we need, brothers and sisters, to stop playing around with our Jannah here. This is Jannah we're talking about. And begin to treat this issue as serious. Now, if a person cannot repay a loan on time, what do you do? Well, you need to talk with the lender or the owner of the property you borrowed. And if you can, perhaps you should repay the sum that you can repay. You may not have all of it, but you may have some of it. Repay that. At least this shows that you are doing so in good faith. Talk to the lender though. Don't ignore the agreement that you have and the time passes. If you need an extension, ask the person for an extension. If you cannot really repay the loan, ask that it be forgiven. And as I mentioned, this is highly recommended. But it may not always happen. And also, brothers and sisters, make arrangements for the loans and the debts to be repaid after death. Because it will not be forgiven. And also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you to repay the loan. We have the best help at hand, brothers and sisters. We simply have to reach out to that help by raising our hands in dua as well. With a combination, of course, or diligently working to repay the loan. So if you can, brothers and sisters, if you must tighten your belts, do so. Don't borrow. But if you have to, then know this is very serious. Do not treat it lightly, for you're playing with your Jannah here. You're playing with your paradise. If you have to and must borrow, then work as hard as you can to repay the loan. Give back people their rights. Do not take the rights of others. The Prophet alayhi salam, in a hadith that Imam Muslim relates, told us. He told the Sahaba, he said, "You people come to me to judge in your disputes among yourselves. And some of you are more eloquent than others. So it may be that I judge in favor of the one who is eloquent, while the right belongs to the other person. So whosoever I have judged in his favor, while the right belongs to the other person, let him know it is a piece of the hellfire I've given to him. Let him either take it or leave it alone." So usurping the property of others, brothers and sisters, are pieces of the hellfire. We either take it or we leave it alone, as the Prophet ﷺ advised. So if you have to tighten your belts, if you have to make sacrifice, if you have to skip a meal maybe, to avoid borrowing, do so. At least you can hold your head high, not with arrogance, but with dignity. But if you must borrow, seek Allah's help in repaying. Do not have intentions of not repaying, because the person may not know what your intentions are, but Allah knows. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the indignity of owing debts and loans. And for those who do have loans and debts, may Allah the Exalted make it easy for them to repay them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين والمصابين في كل مكان. We ask you, O Lord, to help our brothers and sisters who are weak, who are oppressed, who are afflicted, who are struggling in your way, O Lord, in all parts of the world. Allahumma afriq alayhim sabra. We ask you, O Lord, to inspire them with patience and steadfastness. Wa thabbit aqdamahum, and keep their feet firm in their belief in you. Waj'al lahum min diqihim makhraja, and provide for them, O Lord, a way out of their hardships and their difficulties. Allahumma rabbana la tada' lana fi hadha al-yawm al-mubarak dhanban illa ghafartahu. And we ask you, O Lord, on this blessed day to leave none of us with any sin except that you forgive that sin. وَلَا دَيْنًا إِلَّا قَضَيْتَهُ. Leave none of us, O Lord, with any loans except that you help us to repay those loans. وَلَا مَرِيضًا إِلَّا شَفَيْتَهُ. Leave none of us who is ill, O Lord, except that you send down your cure and your healing upon them. وَلَا مَيِّتًا إِلَّا رَحِمْتَهُ. Leave no one who has passed away except that you cover them with your mercy and forgiveness. وَلَا وَلَدًا إِلَّا أَصْلَحْتَهُ. Leave no child or youth, O Lord, except that you reform them and you beautify faith in their hearts. وَلَا عَسِيرًا إِلَّا يَسَّرْتَهُ. Leave no one who experiences difficulties except that you make it easy for them. وَلَا مُبْتَلًا إِلَّا عَافَيْتَهُ. Leave none who is afflicted, O Lord, except that you ease their afflictions. وَلَا مَظْلُومًا إِلَّا نَصَرْتَهُ. Leave no one who is oppressed, O Lord, except that you come to their aid. وَلَا حَاجَةً مِنْ حَوَائِجِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ هِيَ لَكَ رِضًا وَلَنَا فِيهَا صَلَاحٍ إِلَّا يَسَّرْتَهَا وَقَضَيْتَهَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَقُومُوا إِلَى صَلَاتِكُمْ.